Nicole.
And I'm Crystal. Welcome back to Las Brujas and Friends podcast.
A podcast where we talk about international stories, tales, legends, and myths.
Sprinkled with true crime, extraterrestrial, and the like.
These accounts have been passed down through family and friends.
We're sharing these stories to keep them going.
And we want to continue to pass them down for culture, fascination, and for you guys to feel the same fear we felt when we heard them.
This is a disclosure. We're not professionals. We're not historians. We just love everything scary.
On today's episode, we'll be talking about Wolfsegg Castle.
Ooh, a castle. I'm talking about the San Luis prison in Costa Rica. Do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
You go first.
I go first?
Yeah.
It's a long story.
Go ahead.
I'm talking about the San Luis prisons. Not San Luis. Wow, San Lucas. We just did these notes. Pop quiz. San Lucas prison. But do you know the difference between a prison and a jail? A lot of people don't know this.
A prison is bigger?
Nope. Mm-mm. You really don't know?
Nope.
So a jail is a place where people are awaiting trial and they're facing...
They're sentenced in a prison.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. If you did a really bad crime, you get sent to a prison. And I think a jail, it goes back and forth here, but I think a jail, you're only there for a year or less.
Oh.
So I guess if you're sentenced for more than 2 years or you're a terrible criminal, then you get sent to prison. So now you know. Anyways, before I talk about the San Lucas prison, I want to talk about the land that it's on. San Lucas is an island.
Where?
Costa Rica.
Okay.
Costa Rica. It reminds me of Alcatraz.
Okay.
Remember Alcatraz?
Yep.
That's a prison mm-hmm. on an island off of the coast of California, San Francisco, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I actually read somewhere, Alcatraz opened in 1934 and the San Lucas prison opened way before then. But I guess when that happened, when Alcatraz happened, they started calling the San Lucas prison the Alcatraz Caribbean. Yeah, that's
wow.
Weird. Anyways, that was a weird fact. The history of the island, of the San Lucas Island, goes back all the way to the 16th century, so the 1500s. The island was believed to be to be sacred by the local Charra people. And they practiced pagan traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from what I read about paganism is that it's nature worship. So it's not evil. It's mm-hmm. like about the land and the wind and the water.
Indians.
No, not Indians. Mm-hmm. Indian. Well, Charra. Charra. I don't know. Indigenous people.
There we are.
There we go. But since they do practice paganism, from what I think, from what I read, is that they're very sacred, very ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Like they, you know, when people die and they go bury them, it's a whole thing. And it's, you know, very spiritual.
Yeah.
So a Spanish historian / writer named Gonzalo Fernandez Oviedo. That was rough. But I got through it.
Short. It's a short name.
There was more. I shortened it.
Okay.
There was like two more names. And yep. I was like, forget those names. Mm-hmm. I'm using this one. He participated in Spanish colonization of the Caribbean. So of this island specifically. Allegedly, he ordered the first concentration camp for the indigenous people of this island.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Many natives died from sickness and hunger. Others were killed by the Spaniards. So that means that even way back when, this island holds a lot of history of and probably many, many trapped souls on this island.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It had a negative reputation from all the injustices committed there. So it was abandoned ever since that guy and the concentration camp and the Spaniards and all that take over.
Mm-hmm.
It was abandoned up until the 19th century. When a dictator, Tomás Miguel Guardia Gutiérrez, and I'm going to call him Tomás from here on out. That was four. That was all of them.
Mm-hmm.
He was a dictator. He built the prison in 1873.
Mm-hmm.
And it went all the way till 1991.
Oh, wow.
That's a long time, right?
It stayed open around that time? Wow.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't just a prison on this island. There was a Catholic church, a medical building, and a three-story office, main office building. So it wasn't just like Alcatraz. Like Alcatraz looks like just a prison on an island. I guess this one was a little bit bigger and had more stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
The San Lucas prison housed murderers, sexual offenders, and the country's most dangerous criminals. Fun. And you already have all these trapped souls
mm-hmm.
from the Spaniards taking over. And now you want to put a prison on top of burial ground, sacred burial grounds. Yeah. That's just asking for problems.
It's torture right there.
It said that one cell would hold anywhere from 60 to 100 inmates at a time.
That's insane.
Yeah. And the cells were obviously not comfortable. They had low ceilings, few windows. There were some iron beds with thin mattresses, but not enough for all of the inmates. So those without a bed would sleep on the floor. And sometimes there were so many people that they couldn't even sit down.
That's crazy.
Imagine all of these really terrible criminals in one place. That's what I think about.
It's not like it was going to be something where everybody was calm and relaxed on a getaway.
Can you imagine a lot of criminals suffer from mental illness and stuff? And they're, it sounds like torture. Like you said, that's a torture
in itself. Because you have, if there's more bodies that are criminals than guards, it's chaos.
Mm, that sounds so bad. But get this. Okay, it gets worse. It gets worse. It just continues to get worse. This is just the beginning. Each prisoner was issued a ball and chain. They wore ball and chain.
Wow.
And get this. The weight of the ball was determined by how dangerous the inmate was deemed to be.
Oh, my God.
That's
you ain't going nowhere.
Nuts. That's nuts. I can't even think of... I wonder what the biggest ball looked like.
Guys all pulling it.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyways, they were bad people. Okay. So we can't feel bad for them. They're bad people. The prison was so bad that inmates did try to escape. Escaping would entail swimming in the waters to the nearest land. I forgot to look up how close the land was, but apparently the waters surrounding this island were shark infested waters as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
If they tried to escape, it was more of a...
It was a very big risk.
Mm-hmm. Instant death.
Tomas, he abolished the death sentence, the death penalty, a year after the prison opened, which is weird. I don't know. That was weird to me. Like, he abolished a death penalty, but then he opened this, like, torture prison. Because
he was probably getting funding.
From who? From the prison?
Yeah.
Maybe. Conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was okay. The people bought him out. He's like, all right, I'll take the death penalty away.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory, Tomas. But many believe that being at this prison felt like a death sentence. Like you said, like you called it from the beginning.
Yes.
Like being there was just as bad. So here's a little bit about how bad it was for the inmates. The food and water rations were not enough, right? Figures. But so bad, so... there's a story about a prisoner that apparently died in one of the cells and he died on the second day that he was there from a heart attack, and the other inmates in the cell with him, preferred to use his food ration and live with his decomposing body than give his body back to the guards. So I'm guessing he died and the inmates knew he died, but instead of saying like, hey, this guy died, take him, they just took his food and, like, left the body there.
Oh, my God.
That's how bad the food and water rations were.
Like, I really assumed they were going to go cannibal on him, too.
That's what I thought at first when I was reading, but they didn't go that far. But this is still pretty bad. To have a dead body in there just to eat that person's food rations. It's also said that the inmates were beaten, tortured, and killed by the guards and other inmates. So more death. In a really bad, toxic place. One form of torture were shackles. So due to the poor conditions, many inmates would have untreated injuries along with diseases, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And prisoners would develop a condition in their body called gangrene. I don't know how to say it. But it's when the body tissue dies. So a form of torture was that they would put shackles on these people and their body parts would amputate.
Are you kidding?
No. This is a bad place.
What?
Yes. It's so bad. It's terrible.
It had to have been the material that they used, the shackles.
And the disease or the condition that their body, because they weren't being treated for it. So they're sick, they're weak, and And those guards. Those guards were evil. I think more evil than the prisoners, maybe.
They were doing their job.
Okay, so getting into the hauntings. There's an area in the prison called the Disc. It was used as solitary confinement.
Okay.
It was a concrete disc, and it was used to hold a water tank and water pumps. And it was in the middle of the prison courtyard. So if I see, like, a big concrete disc, like a big tube, mm-hmm. I don't know. That's how I picture it in my head. And they said that there was it was filled with water, too. So, and then apparently some inmates spent months in there, and they would only get 15 minutes out on land a day. And the thing was filled with water. Mm-hmm. And it's solitary. Mm-hmm. It's bad. Mm-hmm. Bad. And this area, the disc, is a hotspot for apparitions. Many people who have been there, either to visit or ghost hunt or whatever they're doing, they've reported hearing voices and that their energy depletes while they're in there.
Oh, yeah.
Like their energy just goes away. Mm-hmm. Another place that is actually said to be the most haunted is the church. The church in there is a Catholic church, and a priest that was assigned to that church was killed there by an inmate who claimed to have spoken to evil spirits. So this inmate heard voices, and he killed a priest in a church.
Wow.
Yeah. There have been reports of seeing ghostly figures. Some say that they've seen ghosts walking by, praying, or even people have said they saw ghosts looking right at them in this yep. church.
Turn around! Yeah. Turn around!
And other reports have said that they've heard voices in their ears saying that they're going to die. Oh, yeah, the church. The church is, like, the most haunted place. Mm-mm. And then, oh, this one's really disturbing. This is the last story. It's really bad. Well, yeah, this is the last story. And this is a popular story I saw about this one. Okay. Anyways, there's a story that five men, the inmates, kidnapped a nurse who worked on the island. The story goes on to say that they raped her. They dragged her back to their cell and raped her and killed her by beating her to death. And it gets worse. Apparently, they used her blood to draw a picture of a woman on the wall.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And not only that, I don't know. I couldn't figure out what happened. So apparently these inmates used the nurse's blood that they just raped and killed to paint a picture of a woman on the wall. And there is a picture of a woman on the wall still there that people like did with graffiti. So I don't know. It's weird. Like, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. It's already
to recapture it.
That's what I'm thinking, that's so twisted. Like, it already happened. You don't mm-hmm. have to, like, and it's very visible. You can look pictures online.
Really?
And there's a picture of a woman on the wall, and it's so eerie. And I just accidentally happened to see this picture. So, of course, I was like,
yeah.
Because at first I was like, why is it, like, so perfect? Like, you can see the woman, but then and it said other people that there's a lot of graffiti on this place now. Mm-hmm. I'm like, holy crap, somebody went there and actually, like, retraced it. Mm-hmm. Creepy. Mm-hmm. And then people report that where this picture is at, that they hear screaming and like pleas for help, like a woman's voice screaming.
Yeah. Oh. That lady.
I know. I feel bad for her. Other reports from around the prison include figures darting around, mm-hmm. voices either begging for mercy, their screams and cries echoing through the empty prison. And after the prison closed in 1991, it's since been turned into a tourist attraction.
Of course, as all haunted locations have. Mm-hmm.
So if you're brave enough to go check it out, good luck.
Same for mine.
I will not be going there. We'll that place is not good. Mm-hmm. It sounds really gross there. I would never. There's a lot of people that go there. You can watch it on YouTube. When you're done listening, watching to us, you can go.
A YouTube channel. YouTube.
Go find somebody that went there. Because we're not brave enough. But that's it. That is the San Lucas prison in Costa Rica.
Wow.
Really bad. Mm-hmm. That was a bad one. I think that's one of the worst ones so far.
I'm taking y'all all the way to the Germany side. So,
Germany.
State Bavaria, Germany. This is 13th century. So, this castle has been more than 800 years.
A lot of things on the other side of the pond are way older than the United States because mm-hmm. obviously there was nothing here.
Yeah. There was a castle that was built, and there were two a couple that lived there. There was a couple stories that said that they were custodians. Other ones said that they were actual just laborers there. Husband's name was Jurek von Laber and his wife, Clara von Helfenstein.
Good job. Mm-hmm. That was good.
We're a married couple, and Ulrich was part of the military, so he was always away, either on missions or doing his responsibilities of being a military man. He would often leave his wife. They had no kids, and she, as a wife, grew lonely. Yeah. And amongst having the biggest castle in the town, went searching for things to do, and amongst the things of that she could have done.
What did she do? Mm-hmm.
She ended up getting into bed with one of Ulrich's rivals. His name was George Morrel.
The novella.
Mm-hmm. George Mueller. And so when Ulrich found out that she was having an affair, he hired two farm workers to assassinate Carla.
Yeah.
So in his story.
Why didn't they just sit down and have a talk?
Right. No. Just send somebody to her.
Dang.
Yes. So he sent these two young guys, and it is said that they murdered her, and her ghost roams the castle.
Ooh.
So it's a woman in white, almost like La Llorona, but you know, German.
They're always wearing white, these spirits. Are you going to wear white when you're dead?
I guess so.
We're just going to have our white bitch. Yeah. We'll just wear pajamas.
We should wear white pajamas.
We're back in our pajamas. It's a comfy session.
Yeah. So the paranormal activity investigators have reported that they could see this woman in white walk past a window, and people who are locals that the castle is amongst other houses that are nearby. It's not like you imagine a castle that is in a distance and then of course then comes
that's
the,
what
you know,
I think of.
No, there are houses all over. So there was a reporter who her name was Amy, and I found her video on amyscrypt.com.
Oh yeah.
So she was searching for the entryway, and she finally found the entryway and it was closed. But then when she finally got access to go in, she showed the video. There's a camera in one of the walls or on one of the corners. And when they first installed the camera, they had a lot of fogginess. They would see like something fogging the camera, but then disappear.
That's weird.
Yeah. And then, of course, where the window is, locals would say that they always see somebody staring out the window.
That's
scary. So
wait,
going back to the story. So back to George.
Heebie-jeebies.
The Mr. Affair guy. He found out that Carla's death had happened, he disappeared 100 yards past the castle. There was woods, forest. He went into the forest and never returned.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And so when I was looking that's what I'm thinking. But there is 100 yards from where the castle is, there is a cave called The Hole. And it is known by locals that this hole is a vertical cave, not horizontal. So when you walk into a cave, it's just, you know, you're keep walking straight. No, it has a dip.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you can hear breathing, growling, and grunts that almost sound like a human. But at that time, think of it, you know, 1278.
It's a long time ago.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
It could have been anything.
A bear.
Mm-hmm.
A raccoon.
So when they had somebody finally go into this cave, there were bones down there, ancient and fresh. Ooh. It's an animal cave.
Yeah.
You know, obviously they're going to take it and it's just going to be sitting there. But this cave was supposed to be a paranormal realm as well. So I guess Ulrich had kids, but not from her. They had come back to the castle and soon after disappeared after looking for Mueller.
He had kids and he had her killed.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if these farm boys were related to him.
These farm boys.
Orbs too. Orbs are always in there, and they do hear in the hallway of where she's supposed to of a woman.
That's creepy.
Yeah, just talking. Yeah. Nothing crazy. Just, but you know, nothing's there, but somebody's talking.
Wait a minute. He was a military man, but they worked in the castle?
So some stories say that they were custodians of the castle. Others say that they were just a married couple and he owned the castle.
He just bought a castle?
Mm-hmm. Military. Well, they supposedly had people stay from time to time.
What do you mean? So oh, like they have castle. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
There's plenty of room.
That's creepy. Yeah. I wonder. In that YouTube video, did she see anything herself?
No.
Or is just the fogging of the camera that they have?
Yeah.
I recently watched the video and I saw the fogging of the camera and it's really trippy.
Visitors reported feeling unexplained sadness near the room where Carla died. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Her name wrong. It's Clara.
Wow, we're off. I'm calling it San Luis.
Yeah.
And it's San Lucas.
Clara.
Like you're Clara.
Oh, yeah.
You just disrespected her. She's going to show up in this window in a second. I seen the fogging of a camera. I was watching, I don't remember if it was probably Ghost Adventures. Or maybe not. Who knows? There's so many shows out there.
Yeah.
But the camera's completely clear. Mm-hmm. Like the video frame is completely clear. And then you see like a fog show up.
Oh, yeah.
And then it goes, like it comes out of frame. And it's weird because smoke doesn't move like that. Mm-hmm. Mist doesn't move like that. Fog doesn't move like that. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe fog. When you go, right? It disappears weird. Mm-mm. It could be fog. It could be a ghost going, to the camera lens. Either way, it's a ghost. Messed up your footage.
Yeah, it says that, let's see, a legend says the terror of the hole dates back to the disappearance of George Mueller.
That's interesting. Why did he go into the woods, and then why would he go to this cave? Because I'm sure people knew that it was a vertical cave, right?
Mm-hmm. No, back then they didn't. Now they were just afraid.
They just didn't go in the cave? Uh-huh. He just so
They knew of the cave,
down.
And they called it the hole.
So somebody knew.
Yeah.
But why would he go? You think he got lured by her? By her spirit? Should I come here, mother? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mother trucker, I'm going to take you down with me. Follow me.
The woman in my may be spooky, but the locals say the true terror is wolf's eggs found. Whoa, I read that wrong. The woman in white may be spooky, but locals say that the true terror of wolf's egg is found in the dark woods behind the castle.
So. Oh, so it's not even the castle you should be scared of, and Clara. Clara? Mm-hmm.
Or Clara. Clara, yeah, not Carla.
Clara? Clara. We're going to call her Clara.
She's
Wait,
German. Ain't no Claras over there.
Mira, Clara. If you were Spanish.
Permítame.
If you were Spanish, you wouldn't have gotten killed.
Clara, that's what we can settle
Clara.
For.
Clara, yeah, we'll call her Clara. So you're not even supposed to be, her ghost just makes you sad, but the real scary ghosts are in the woods.
The scary sounds, what everybody was more afraid of after they found out that she was murdered. She's supposedly roaming the woods and she also roams the house, but people can see her silhouette from the window.
Oh, that's creepy. Mm-hmm. No, thank you. We won't be going there either. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Germany.
We'll wave
from here. In the safe little office. Yep. But is that it?
That's it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. This wraps up this episode. Subscribe to Las Brujas and Friends podcast.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Las Brujas Podcast and on Twitter at Brujas Podcast. We would love to hear from you.
Any feedback, suggestions, or personal testimonials that confirm these stories, we would love to read them.
A question for you. Would you visit any of these haunted places?
Join us next week. We post every Friday.
Bye.
Bye.